Yeah, well, I think, you know, every player has their own strengths and weaknesses. I think, people, including our opponents, saw Hoyer come in the game last week against Philadelphia. With just that time to prepare. I mean, everybody's always got to be ready because you're one play away from being the starter, as was the case, with Brian coming in for Jay. But there's little nuances that maybe, one guy might be better at than others. So, the staff's worked very hard this week to kind of blend that to whoever it might be. And, each guy's got kind of different strengths and weaknesses, and we'll see who that is. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, he's helping out now. He's not practicing, but he's at practice. He's seen a lot of the looks, whether you're the backup or the starter or even the third. Some people don't carry a third active. We didn't until today. But even the practice squad quarterback is, very involved. We actually travel with him. We give him actually coaching duties on road trips, obviously on home games. But, all these guys are, they watch the same tape. They're in the same meeting room, countless hours during the day. And the quarterback has to spend more time meeting. And so, they're all well-versed on what we're doing and what the game plan is this week against Dallas. Well, I think it's been good from the get-go. That's probably a big reason why Brian's here. And again, fortunately for us, he's been with us, throughout the offseason and the training camp and, the preseason games and really even operating as the backup, for the first two regular season games. So that relationship helps really across the board. Really, John, kind of a combination of all of it. I think, sometimes, especially early in the season, maybe you haven't had a look, in a live game. I've seen sometimes, like we were mentioning before on Dallas is, a guy comes in and does outstanding. You just haven't really seen that much of him. I think Will's played for us at times. But he's improved as a player as well. He's more adapted to what we're asking him to do in our defense, versus prior to us coming here. I'm kind of curious to see how he does. You can never kind of know until a guy does it. So we have all the confidence in the world in him. Otherwise, we wouldn't have picked him and kept him. Well, I think, again, when you're the head coach, you kind of, have your finger in everything, whether it's the special teams, offense, or the defense. It really doesn't matter the names of the coordinators. I mean, that's what the head coach does. I'd say that's fairly true with most teams in the National Football League. You hire people that because they do good and they're good at what they do. And on game day, other than maybe if it's time management or situation management, you kind of let them do their job. And that's all part of the job description. But as far as the game plan and, those types of things, I'm involved in all three phases.